You're listening to Clock Radio Speakers with Armand and Doc. And now, Side B.
All right, what else is going on?
You mean Rick Ross?
Oh, William.
So, Idols Become Rivals, which, when his album came out, got a lot of attention.
It did.
Because he was taking some pretty serious shots at Birdman.
Yeah, those weren't shots. I don't know. Those were like...
body blows.
Right. Yeah.
And so I saw today, I was like, oh, a video.
Mm-hmm.
And I watch it and I was like, I sort of kept like fast forward a little bit to be like, is there something else that's going to happen in this video? Or is it just going to be, we rented a mansion for the day and we're going to shoot Rick Ross rapping there.
Right.
Pretty uninspiring, completely missed opportunity. Yeah.
I just want to know whose pastor did they pay off to get him to preach about
cash money.
Call it cash money and then say your idols become your rivals. Which in what biblical whatever. Okay. Whatever. All right, I'm done. Total missed opportunity, which is ironic because I was listening to Rather You Than Me this weekend.
Oh yeah?
The good songs on the album are still really, really good. The beginning and the end of that album I really like. There's a few songs that I think it's just the trap records that I don't like. Yeah, I think it's like 4, 5, and 6 or something like that. Trap, 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 Dead Presidents, and the Gucci Mane record. I'm good. Everything else I like. So there's one album on my end of year list.
Really?
A whole one. Yep.
What? I mean, we haven't talked about it in a while. Maybe Kendrick?
Probably not.
Ooh.
Yeah, probably not.
Okay.
Yeah, probably not.
We might have to revisit that.
Here's the thing. I need to try to find some stuff because I don't know if I'm going to have 10.
I mean, it's June.
It's June, but I know some years, like a couple years, I've already had my list by June.
I mean, you still have an opportunity because, you know, apparently your man Jay might be releasing something.
He might be releasing his reggaetoni album.
Who has Jay-Z been working with?
He's been working with Damian Marley. I guess that's disrespectful by saying that Damian Marley is a reggaeton artist because he's not.
Yeah. Jay's like, all right, Drake. You want to work with that? Fine. I'm going to go get one of the Marleys.
You want to get WizKid, don't you? That's the ace up your sleeve, huh? Well, watch this.
Hit. All right. And look, I'm admittedly not somebody who knows much of anything about reggae. What? Is there a dope record that Damian Marley has been on?
He did a whole album with Nas.
Is there a dope record that Damian Marley has been on?
I don't know, but again, I don't listen to reggae like that either. So I'm sure one of our wonderful listeners will tell us about all the dope Damian Marley records that we're unfamiliar with.
Yeah, because if you're gonna point me to that Nas album, no, like it was terrible.
Ooh.
Oh,
I know people who really. I know people who really like that album.
Starting to sound like Trump. People say that album's good.
Don't ever compare me to Trump.
Guess who's the black Trump? No.
Oh, man. It's funny. I have one dance in my head now. And I'm just hearing young. It's not going to be good.
Fresh off vacation.
Well, you know, listen. If Jay did a record with Punjabi MC.
It's Punjabi MC in the Rock. Oh, man, that was so bad.
Oh, boy. I know people who really... That record used to go in the club. That's the funny part.
What was that, 2004?
Yeah, like three?
Five, three, something. It was a confusing time for all of us.
All of us. Punjabi MC. Oh, that's beautiful. That's amazing. Okay. All right. Okay. We're back. What else is going on?
Well, New York City had its annual summer jam.
Ah, yes. The jam of summers. And why did they stop streaming that online?
What was it? Word from Ebro that it just got too expensive? Which okay. That doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever.
That totally makes sense to me. Because I think with the stream, they were a little too ambitious with it. Like they had multiple cameras and they had the backstage stuff and it was a lot when really, honestly, they could have set up like three cameras and just rotated them every couple seconds, like Christmas lights. And they didn't need the DJs, or they didn't need any of the on-air personalities to interview people backstage. Like, it could have been slimmed down a lot and saved a lot of money.
Yeah, the thing is, they're already filming because they're showing stuff on TVs in the stadium, right?
For the
people who are in the cheap seats?
Yep.
So just use that feed.
Use that feed, and then if you're going to record something, if you want to get that YouTube revenue, then just have up the performances, like, you know, the next day or a couple days after or something like that.
Right. Basically what it sounds like is they couldn't get a sponsor to go in.
I can see that. I can see that.
There's parts of it where it was definitely, it's weird, right? Like, New York rap, I feel, is getting more and more insular as time goes on.
What do you mean by insular?
Like, the parts of sort of the quote unquote New York rap like area, I feel like as the rest of the, you know, I mean, frankly, like the Atlanta trap sound is still dominating what quote unquote is New York music and isn't, like, continues to evolve and change. But like the response for some of this stuff is like to like retreat into a shell.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, nope, we're gonna, you know, like, look, I get it. Like, it's a New York radio station. Like, Remy, you know, having her do all that stuff out there. Like, I kind of get it. But, like, Remy Martin and her thing with Nicki, I'm guessing, was a much bigger deal in New York than it was anywhere else.
I think that timing reignited that, because I thought it was dead. And then, you know, because we didn't even talk about the 2 Chainz record that leaked or whatever. Like, we don't know when Nicki recorded that verse.
Right.
Like, she could have been had that. And but because people don't understand how stuff like that works, they assume that it was like a late shot. Like, no, we just heard it late. So it kind of reignited, and Remy did was seemingly in response to that record. Now, I don't understand how you could get all those women. I mean, they were probably available. on stage at the same time. I wish that she would have let everybody perform instead of just Latifah, though having Latifah perform was dope. And also the concept of performing a record called Unity and then doing a diss record immediately after that.
Yeah, she gets points for, like, she was like, listen, it's Summer Jam, I'm going to do, you know, she did it up.
Sure.
I mean, it doesn't matter like it used to, but I get it.
Yeah, so I think because Nicki's shot came out when it came out, it made more sense for Remy to do what she did. But in the grand scheme of things, Summer Jam was like 3 months too late. I mean, because do we forget about another one? Do I have to play it again on the show?
No.
Because I will.
No. Yeah, I mean.
Oof. Oh, boy.
So did you catch any of the other performances?
No. I saw a few things on Instagram, but no.
Meek had about 30 people on stage with him.
I saw Meek.
Including a couple guys in suits who look, I couldn't really tell why they were there because they didn't really look like they wanted to be there. It was really weird. It wasn't like 30 guys on stage and they're all like running around and playing hype men. It was like 30 guys on stage and a couple people up there looked like they were like waiting in line for a beer. Like, it was really confusing.
Meek is going to be, we said this, I mean, when DC4 was about to come out, but I think this album is going to be really interesting. I feel like Meek could potentially be Chris Brown.
Hmm. I know where you're going with that, but I'm curious.
I feel like his mistakes and the way that he's responded to his mistakes are exactly what happened with Chris Brown. And he'll almost be like, to a degree, wasted potential, but he'll always have a general level of success. He'll always be able to function in certain environments and prosper. But where he should have been is way beyond that. You know, not now in Chris Brown's instance, of course, you know, what he did was terrible. But I'm sure this is the early days of social media. Having that sort of onslaught from millions of people for months on end has to take its toll. And I don't think anybody can, you can say you sign up for this as a celebrity, but you really don't. And I feel like Meek is, I mean, what Meek did isn't nearly as bad as that, but I feel like his response, people kind of treat his response in the same vein, like you just responded really poorly to the already bad decision that you made. So, yeah, I feel like Meek is always going to hover in that space. Now, if this album is successful, if it's really good, he can go past that. But don't know, man. We'll see. Is that where you thought I was going?
Yeah.
Okay.
And can I just make an old man comment real quick?
Sure.
Yo, would it kill people to rap over actual instrumentals instead of rapping over their own song?
Listen.
It's awful.
Listen. Listen. Listen, y'all. Listen.
Yeah.
All right. So as an artist, a shout out to okay. I actually, when I performed, I did a song. I did a new song at my church like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And what I did was, because I didn't have all the words memorized, I put the vocals to the whole song really, really low. I buried them in the beat. So unless you're like an audio person, you're not going to hear it. And it's not loud enough for you to for it to sound like I'm arguing with myself. And it actually worked. Now, if you have the song memorized and you're on tour and you're trying to preserve your voice and all that stuff, just leave in your ad libs or just do a performance backing track where it's just certain words and certain lines that allow you to gather yourself together or allow the crowd to sing along. When you are performing with your entire track, stop it.
Yeah. And it's funny, right? Because you can't even, it's not even like you can point to it and go, oh, well, you know, like, you know, if dudes are using auto-tune or effects, like it's hard. Like, no, like actually of all people, like Migos were out there, like, you know, they had auto-tune hooked up to their live mic feed. So they're like, right. They're doing it live.
Mm-hmm.
But then you got, right. But then you got people who are literally, it's like, they're just shouting over their own song.
Yeah.
And you know who was really, I mean, so when Remy brought out Kim.
Yeah.
Oh God, that was terrible.
Yeah.
It's tough too, because she just doesn't sound the same.
Yeah.
So I don't even know what you do then, but.
It's the art of, it's just when you want people, I know that they're busy. They have a lot going on, but would it kill you to get to the show a few hours early and do a sound check? Is that even possible for an event like this? I
maybe
doubt
not.
It.
I mean, so it's funny, right? So like, I know that at a festival, like you go to sound check like crazy early.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So Eau Claire's, which I'm going to, it starts, it's this Friday, Saturday.
Like, it's the third name drop this week.
That's right. Soundcheck is at like, I mean, last year, like 2 years ago when I went, I know the soundcheck was at like 7 or 8 o'clock
mm-hmm.
in the morning. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, festival doors open at like 12 o'clock. You can't mm-hmm. do a soundcheck like when people are like, can already hear you. Like that defeats the point of a soundcheck.
Yeah.
But it was weird because it meant that because people are like camping like nearby. And so people are like waking up and they hear like Bon Iver like playing like in the background. They're like, huh?
Yeah.
But that's all they can do. So, I mean, clearly festivals can figure it out. And in a weird way, Summer Jam is like a 1 day festival.
Yeah.
In a stadium.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. 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 I mean, just
I don't know.
Stop.
Summer Jam just seemed to be pretty meh.
I mean, yeah. But I mean, like, I guess we asked this again, but I mean, I don't remember. Like, when was the last time Summer Jam was really good?
I think we just have a... Was it last year or the year before when, like, a whole bunch... When good music showed up and did a whole bunch of stuff? I think it was last year.
Oh, I don't remember. The biggest memory that I have of Summer Jam recently is Papoose coming out during Kendrick's set.
Yeah, no, last year, because it was, like, the same day as Governor's Ball. And there was, like, a storm, and so they shut... Like, Kanye did do his performance, so instead... Him and good music, like he, like the good, what was supposed to be like a good music set turned into a Kanye and good music set. And that was the night when he tried to then go find a venue in New York to do a spontaneous live show and they were driving around New York City.
Yeah.
That was only a year ago.
You sure?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Cause they did Champions and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Didn't Champions come out like a week before that?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah.
Okay. Dang, that was like a year ago. Yep. Cause I had a show in Detroit that night.
All right. Anything else you want to say about Summer Jam?
I also think that maybe we don't think it's good because we don't have that level of like we're not that as immersed into like Hot 97 and Summer Jam and like it used to be like the thing and now those things happen everywhere. You have Roots Picnic, you have Made in America, you have all these places and all these events where people can create moments and it's almost like the moments they're not moments, they're just part of the rollout.
I think that's fair. I think part of it too is like I don't know. A lot of, at least this year, like the bigger quote unquote top tier artists just weren't there, you know?
Yeah.
Like Drake's not doing Summer Jam. Kendrick's not doing Summer Jam. Like, you know, dudes who've like dominated the past 12 months, just like, you know?
Yeah. When's the last time?
I mean, look, they had Migos. Migos was big, but Migos is, you know, Migos is not going to headline Summer Jam.
Not Migos, Doc. The Amigos.
The three Amigos.
Yeah, the three Amigos. Olé.
Anything else you want to say about Summer Jam?
No, I'm good. I'm good. I said more than enough.
All right. Did you listen to this Party Next Door EP?
I did not. I forgot to.
So I have two things to say about it.
Okay.
There's a record called Low Battery, which sounds like it should be a Drake record.
That's what we talked about last week.
And I think it would be better as a Drake record. Because I've realized I just don't like the way that Party sings.
Yes.
And I think he is exactly what we think he is at this point.
Yes.
He, all of these records that, I mean, and it's unfortunate, right? Because you don't know in an ideal world, like, how many of those records that he gave Drake for views, like, how many of those, if he saves them for his own project, does that change how we think about his career? But I don't know. All I see in terms of his output, all I get from him is like, it sounds like the same stuff over and over and over again. And I'm just like, nah.
Yeah.
It's weird because, you know, he clearly can write other styles of music, but that's not what he puts out.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of good. This was just, I skimmed through it a couple times. It's only like four songs. And I was like, meh.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
That's Party. It's the shortest album review we'll have this year.
Yeah, it's Party. Yeah. Okay.
Do you want to talk about this DJ Khaled track listing?
Yo. Here's the thing.
There's some great song titles on here.
If this was 2002, 2003,
yeah,
I would be extremely hyped for this album.
Why do you say that?
There's just a lot of on this album. It's not like a typical DJ Khaled album where it's just like throw six rappers on a record and then put Akon on the hook and hope for the best.
I mean, there is a little bit of that in some spots, but yeah.
A little bit. Yeah, but it's not nearly,
right,
you know, as much as it was. I'm extremely, yes, and I agree with you. Yes, there are some hilarious song titles. Please list them off, Doc.
Let's see. What one stuck out? What stuck out to me? There's a record with Fat Joe and Raekwon called Billy Ocean, which 15 years ago would have been amazing.
Yes.
Maybe even 20 years ago, actually.
I need to know who produced that. Of course, that producer's not on. Some of these producers are on Wiki.
Right, right. That Range Rover came with steps, which
that might be one of the greatest song titles I've ever heard in my life.
Oh man, there's really a Mavado record on here, isn't there?
Of course. It's called Unchanging Love. I think he's on the album a couple times.
I would expect so.
Yeah.
There's a Betty Wright interlude.
Yep. Alicia and Nicki Minaj record is gonna be really loud. His Nas and Travis Scott record is really interesting. Apparently, there's a video for that. This is going to be one of the singles.
Hmm.
I feel like this.
Yeah, but it's produced by Kool & Dre and 808 Ray. So I feel like, I don't know, Nas might be a little bit of a fish out of water in this one. We'll see.
We'll see. This Travis Scott, Rick Ross, and Big Sean record might be interesting.
Yeah, I could see that one being interesting. Let's see. Pusha T and Jada.
Hmm. Yeah. Over Kool & Dre.
Hmm. Hmm. Could be interesting.
Yeah.
Rick Ross on a song called Pull a Caper.
Too many rappers on there. Too many rappers on that song for me. Iced Out My Arms screams 2007.
Yeah. Oh, T.I., what are you doing on that record?
Yeah. Oh, man. Just go be with your family. Go be with your family.
This Rihanna and Bryson Tiller.
Hearing a lot about it, but ain't heard not a snippet of it.
Did you listen to the Tiller album, right? Did we talk about this last week?
Yeah, I think we skimmed through it and we talked about it.
Okay. I think, yeah, we talked about it briefly. All right, never mind. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it looks like a DJ Khaled album.
Yeah, it's just 23 tracks with interludes.
Well, you know, got to get that streaming money.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know that Chance's real name was Chancellor.
It is. That's why. I think I've even called him Chancellor the Rapper before.
That's completely his name now. Either Chancellor the Rapper or Opportunity the Lyricist. Like both.
So this comes out, what, like a week and a half?
Week. Yeah, next weekend.
Yeah, next weekend. Okay.
What comes out this week? Doesn't something come out this week?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right.
Now you got me trying to trying to Google. It's like, come on. Give me a sec. Yeah, I don't know. Why is it so hard to find a list of like what comes out on a certain day? Man, I sound old. My God. Anyway.
I need a list.
All right. Anything else you want to talk about before we talk about the SZA album?
Nah, let's do it.
So, have we reviewed any of her EPs?
No, I think we've talked about her, but she's the only artist who has not... She's the only TDE artist who hasn't gotten the CRS ringer.
So, honestly, I think the thing from SZA that I've really heard the most is her record on the Rihanna album.
Mm-hmm.
Which I liked a lot.
Record's dope.
And I was sort of thinking to myself, I wonder if we'll just get a lot of those.
I wouldn't be mad at that.
And so... The first song, I thought that the first single off here was Love Galore with Travis, but the first single, I guess, was Drew Barrymore, which is the fourth song on here. Did you hear, so I think we talked about Love Galore real quick. Did you hear Drew Barrymore or anything else about this album before it came out?
No, because when it comes to SZA, sorry, I hit the mic. When it comes to SZA, I'm not a fan. Like, okay. She's dope. But the album that she put out before that had Babylon on it.
Yeah.
Babylon was the only record I liked.
I think that was called, is that Z?
Z, yeah.
Yeah.
So that was the only one that I liked. I feel like she put out like an EP or something in between then, but I didn't check it because I didn't like Z. So SZA's one of those artists that like, I feel like she relates. Watching her press run this week, I feel like a lot of people like her because, dudes want to sleep with her. I mean, this is most R&B women. Unfortunately, I feel like dudes like her are attracted to her. And then I feel like she says a lot of things that women would relate to. She plays that really, really well. And so there was a lot of anticipation for this album. And of course, there was the complaint about Top rollout. I feel like that's like in the contract for TDE artists, like complain about us not putting out your music on Twitter and then we'll put it out.
Well, like that's, and it looks like, so she actually got signed. So she actually is signed to RCA now. So she actually got like a major deal off this.
Okay. There you go.
Which I'm not surprised. Cause I mean, I'm not trying to give too much away. I was kind of pleasantly surprised by this project.
Me too.
So, the first song is Supermodel, produced by Pharrell. And
Pharrell did this? What?
Yep. Pharrell, Styx, who's the drummer from The Social Experiment, and then a guy named Scum, who has production all over this project. But Supermodel is a dope opener. I'm not mad at it.
Yeah.
And it's weird, right? Because, like, you know, on this show, people know that I'm not really into R&B much. And I'm the guy who's mostly in the hip hop. So you would think that I would be looking at these next two tracks, Love Galore with Travis Scott and Doves in the Wind with Kendrick, and I'd be like, yeah, these are my records, right? No.
I mean,
no. Neither of these records work to me.
Cool. The Travis Scott record is the Kendrick record, I think the production is crazy on there. Like the concept of the song is just like not, right. And that's like much of this album is like, this is not my demographic.
Okay. Yeah, Doves in the Wind, like, yeah, the beat I like, it's cool, but Kendrick on this, I was like, it's whatever.
Oh, you mean to tell me another underwhelming Kendrick Lamar guest appearance verse?
Oh, remember did we get feedback about that?
Yes, we did.
Oh my.
No, he doesn't. What do you mean? He only has five. Like, yo, y'all. Some of y'all were upset.
Good. I mean, I don't know. I can't say I was that convinced by some of what they came up with. For a guy who's supposed to be the best out, really?
Right, 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 right. Also, I mean, but this is, he doesn't know you. Stop defending him so hard. He doesn't really care.
You think people put the cape on a little too quickly?
Yeah, but I think everybody does that. Like, sure. I say that because, you know, back in our soul days, we would do that for certain artists.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? So I get it. It's just, you know, I'm Hove did that, so hopefully you won't have to go through that. But yeah, these two records, I'm cool on. Let me also say this. I only heard this album 1.5 times. So as we go track by track, I don't remember some of these records. But that's only because I heard it once and I was working and I was, you know what I'm saying? But I listen, I know enough to know what I want to say initially about this album.
So after we get past Doves in the Wind, this album really kind of takes off for me.
Yes, it does.
So Drew Barrymore, produced by Lang and Scum, two guys who are all over this project. This is exactly the kind of SZA that I want to hear. I got to say, this is not just straight up R&B at all. Like, there's definitely some pop leanings, and there are songs on here that, like, if RCA really wanted to, if they wanted to push the button, they might be able to do something.
100%.
I think Prom is an excellent example. Mm. That record is dope.
I think I know what the single is. Prom is, I don't remember Prom, but I feel
Prom
like
Prom is the kind of like 80s sounding record a little bit, like the, yeah. It's oh. actually kind of popish. You might as well just go play the snippet for a second.
All right, hold up.
Because people are going to be like, what record, you know?
Yeah, this production sounds really angsty. The boy I like doesn't like me. Why won't he text me back? Here's the thing.
Yeah.
A lot of this album sounds like what I wanted Frank Ocean's album to sound like.
Oh, that's an interesting comparison. I can kind of see that.
Mm-hmm. Production-wise, yeah.
But yeah, Prom, I'm a big fan of. It's like, it's not even just the production, like the structure of the hooks and the chord progression. Like, this is just a really like well done pop R&B ish album.
Yeah, yeah. It's not. There's a difference between a demographic that's poorly written and something that's just not for me. This album is actually written really well. I can totally hear women grasping to the concepts and the things that she's talking about on this album. 100%.
The Weeknd, this track 6.
This is the next single.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
It's a dope record. I think so.
Yeah, it is a dope record. Kinda 90s ballad R&B-ish. Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
Kinda like TLC Red Light Specialist.
A little bit. Yep. Yep. Great vibe, like just
say. Don't say the V. Okay, you said vibe. Don't plural that around me. you said great vibes. We were gonna end this podcast.
Gogina, which has Frank Dukes on it. this beat, I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that beat is dope.
Yeah, I like the singing. Like, this is a nice little run here. Garden. Produced by Best Kept Secret and Bacon. Bacon is the guy who had he helped out all over Kendrick's album, the interludes and everything. This song is cool, but the beat playing out at the end is really dope. In fact, there's a lot of cases on here where I'm not gonna lie, I was like listening to Car Ride Down the other day, and I was like, maybe I'll.
Yo. Yeah, the production on here is really, really, really good.
Broken Clocks. Dope, wow. Dope beat, dope song. But honestly, anything, track 10. Woo!
Now, see, now you're wooing and you're breathing hard. Woo! Now I gotta hear both of these records again. Hold on.
All right. Play Broken Clocks first.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Man, that sounds like a Rihanna record.
Right?
It sounds like she wrote that for Rihanna and Rihanna didn't take it.
Rihanna's dumb if she didn't.
All right, let's hear Anything. Oh, yeah. Nah. Anything's dope. Woo! Yes. Yep. Nah, I love sharp lefts on albums.
Yes.
When they're done right, and I think R&B artists do a better job of it than rappers. Sharp lefts on albums, production wise, when they're done right, and this is done right, yeah, anything is super dope.
Anything is crazy.
Yep.
Part at the end where she's singing about "Do You Even Know I'm Alive," and it's like brings almost like that Kanye stomp in, like the duh, duh. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yep.
I know this is the most I've wooed over an R&B album in a long time.
It really is. I mean, because really the production. You could hear a rapper over most of this stuff.
I really could. But even that, like, these records are just well done and catchy. We got a little interlude, wavy, with your man James Fauntleroy. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Normal Girl, which I love this beat. This is one of the few songs in the album where, like, where you hear it matters. And I say that because this song sounds fantastic in the car. But Normal Girl is really dope. The record that Zaya Rashad, Pretty Little Birds, which has like 8 million people on it, including Terrace Martin and Love, the, remember Love Dragon from the Kendrick album?
You mean Dr. Dre? And right. then we were told that it wasn't Dr. Dre. Right.
We told it was Terrace Martin, basically, but how is he produced? Oh my goodness. How is he produced? How is he credited twice? But anyway,
listen, you know, Shock G and Humpty Hump.
This record feels almost a little overcooked. Like there's a lot going on in this beat.
Yep.
It's cool. It's whatever. Yeah,
it's all right.
But then it closes out with 20 something. And you know, like SZA with an acoustic guitar, man, this just works.
Mm-hmm.
Like she kind of can lean pop. She, you know, she can do a lot of different things. I'm not surprised at all that RCA, that TDE, they were probably shopping this around. And RCA heard this and they were like, yep.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
Yep.
I mean, this is one of the best albums I heard this year. Easy.
Yeah. Yeah. I need to sit with it. This is here's the thing. You know, you and I often talk about this one. And I just thought this idea. You and I often talk about when albums need to come out in order to feel like it belongs during a certain time of the year.
Hmm.
This is totally a summer album that came out in the summer.
This is perfect timing.
Yep. Yep. This album is going to go this summer.
Yeah.
100%. Yep.
Yeah. Keeps getting better the more I listen to it. Super catchy. Like I'm just looking at the song titles and I keep hearing like strange the songs in it right now. But yeah, I was pleasantly surprised. Yep. Especially because like I had heard the Travis record and so like, you know, I heard the first three songs and I was like, all right. I mean, Supermodel's dope. I like that. But like, you know, the Travis and the Kendrick record, I was like, okay. But then, like I said, it just takes off and you're like, wait a minute. What's going on?
A Seat at the Table is like that to me.
Mm, slow start.
Starts off a little slow. Yep. Yeah. And then once it goes, it goes.
Yeah. You still really like that album.
I love that album.
Yeah.
I love that album. And I could totally see this getting added on to that rotation.
Mm, yeah, no, this album is, it's got me thinking, I mean, I'm like, wait a minute, did I miss something on her last project?
Yeah.
Or is this just a step up?
Probably just a step up, more money, more resources, you know, RCA, you got bigger bag to work with.
I mean, and yet, like, she had bigger name producers on the last project, like, that EP had, like, Mac Miller produced the beat, DJ Dahi did the record with Kendrick, I thought I saw some other people on there. So I don't know. Like this is mostly, you know, other people chip in, but a lot of it is just the same people she's always been working with. So
yeah,
I don't know. I'm really impressed by this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll say this. This album makes me not want to date a woman in her 20s at all.
No.
I've kind of alluded to her demographic.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I think the biggest thing about this album that I don't like is that it just sounds like a young girl who has no idea what she wants but wants everything. She doesn't know what she wants, but she knows she wants everything. That I've too many headaches, too many past experiences. I'm like, that's not gonna work. So what I'm gonna have to do is the same way that Solange is like fake deep and now I'm just numb to it because I like the music so much, I'll probably end up doing that with this SZA album. It's like disassociating it with my past and just letting the music be what it is.
I mean, now part of that is, Armand, how old are you now?
I'm 32.
Right. So a woman in her 20s, you know, that might not be the move.
Yeah, it's not. It's definitely not where I'm moving right now, but whatever.
in other words, Shorty Studies Law? Is that what?
You know what? Kind of. Oh, yo, she had Mad Magazine. It's the right on. Oh, man. A weed-smoking lawyer who collected magazines. That's all Cheeks needed. Pause at calling another man Cheeks. I'm sorry.
Mr. Cheeks to you.
That's Mr. Cheeks to you, sir. I beg your pardon. Oh, shoot. You were going to say something?
No, I totally forgot what I was going to say. So, yeah. Really like this album. Is that all? Do we have anything else we want to talk about this week?
No.
Okay. A nice, tidy episode of Clock Radio Speakers.
Let's do it.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. As always, please use the hashtag Clock Radio Speakers or just hit us up on Twitter at CRS Podcast and let us know what you think. Y'all agree about this as an album. Were we too harsh on Party Next Door? Do we have any Party Next Door fans who listen to this podcast? I can't imagine. They must have given up on us by now.
I want to know what fans we have who used to listen to the show and we've just pissed them off. And
yeah, where are the disgruntled CRS fans? But anyway, thank you all for listening as always. And I'm not sure if we'll be back next week because it's summertime and sometimes nothing happens, but we'll catch y'all soon.
Yep.